Pádraic Lodge is here again with what it says in the papers.
A report in the Irish Times this morning says Gardaí are investigating Monday's Black Lives Matter protest in Dublin with a view to potentially prosecuting organisers for their role in such a large gathering during the lockdown. According to security and crime editor Conor Lally, a number of people who took on supervisory or organiser roles at the protest were spoken to by Gardaí and had their names and contact details taken. We're told a number of senior officers are aware of plans to hold a similar event this coming Saturday. The paper leads with HSE figures which show that more than 200 people contracted COVID-19 while admitted to hospital for other conditions or treatment. Over 70s will be able to invite people into their homes for the first time in months from next week. That's according to the lead story by Philip Ryan in the Irish Independent. Children and adults will be told they must wear masks and gloves while visiting and stay strictly 2 metres away from the person who is cocooning. The National Public Health Emergency Team is also considering lifting the ban on playgrounds to ease the burden on children. That'll be on condition that the playgrounds are supervised and cleaned regularly. A call for emergency legislation to help Gardaí deal with house parties makes the front page of the Irish Examiner. Residents in Cork City urged the government to act as they protested near UCC yesterday to highlight their concerns after hundreds of young people attended a series of house parties and rented properties in breach of public health guidelines. House parties have become the ultimate sin and can become scenes for the super spread of the virus. So says Eilish O'Regan in The Independent. She writes that the legacy of revelries that were held over the bank holiday weekend may yet be seen in newly diagnosed cases in 2 weeks' time. All talk and no trousers is the headline in the Irish Daily Star's top story. The paper details what it describes as an embarrassing episode involving MEP Luke Ming Flanagan, who appeared on a European Parliament video call in his underwear. He joined the Zoom meeting from his bedroom in Roscommon, saying he just returned from a run and put a shirt on to look respectable. He doesn't appear too concerned, though, commenting, "What's a pair of legs at the end of the day?" On government formation talks, Juno McEnroe in The Examiner reports that the Taoiseach told his parliamentary party last night that if Fianna Fáil and the Green Party do not agree to reduce the state's debts while in coalition, then maybe it's better not to go into government with them. We're told the warning came as the coalition talks hit shaky ground over climate action, pension reforms and transport. All papers cover the heartbreaking scenes in County Mayo yesterday as the body of a 5-year-old boy, Ben Duffy, was recovered from Loch Mask. The Times photograph captures a sombre moment as a hearse leaves the scene with a Garda respectfully observing from the roadside. The Irish News carries condemnation from local representatives and Gardaí of widespread littering of beaches at Inishowen and Donegal over the long weekend, while the Belfast Telegraph reports that there were long queues, happy faces and filled bellies as McDonald's reopened a number of drive-throughs in County Down. Rush hour may soon become a thing of the past. That's according to the Irish Daily Mail's top story. A warning from transport chiefs that travel times to school and work will have to be staggered to minimise the spread of coronavirus. Also in the Mail, we learn that Brown Thomas and Arnott's plan to reopen small format stores next week. BT's plans involve dividing its ground floor spaces and opening the beauty hall and the accessory hall as individual small shops with their own street access. There's coverage too of a jump in the number of injured hedgehogs. The two main causes are an increase in people undertaking garden work with strimmers and foxes losing the easy pickings that came from restaurant bins. And finally, the Irish Daily Mirror gives a two-page spread to the finale last night of the hit drama Normal People. Director Lenny Abrahamson is insisting that there are currently no plans for a second series. "It's the end of the story," he said.
Pádraic, thanks very much indeed for that.